So first of all, can you just present yourself?
I'm Dan Wilcox, and I have a music project called Robot Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that I want to play music with a computer, and I want to play more the kind of stuff that I was playing when I was younger, more punk, electro, surf rock, that kind of thing. But I wanted to use a computer because I couldn't find people to play with in some places. So I kind of decided to make my own software and put together a special kit for how I play, because I don't want to stand next to a laptop or stand behind a table or something.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is that I wear everything.
Okay.
So I have a wearable computer, and I have all these things that I plug into it to control this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And all the audio comes from me, from my body. So
okay.
That's kind of the idea, I guess.
So that's where the idea came from, actually. Is it because you wanted to do it, like a one-man band? Or
Yeah. That's part of the reason, too. Is like, as I started to work with the computer, I'm like, okay, I can do all of these different things.
Mm-hmm.
And I like this idea of the guy rocking around with, he has the bass drum on his back and the cymbals on his legs and all these kind of things. So I thought, as part of this, I can try to make my own kind of new one-man band, maybe.
Okay.
So.
Is it comfortable to play like that?
Yeah, the belt and stuff is fine. The visual, the monitor helmet gets a bit stuffy. Well, this is maybe the fourth version of it. The first version was not very comfortable.
Okay.
The second version was not very comfortable.
Okay.
The third version was a little bit better. And this one is a lot better.
So. How do you see your guitar, actually, with your
monitor
on your head?
I don't play the sort of active stuff with the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I play the sort of... well, I take the helmet off. It's like, right now, it's kind of like a hybrid show.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I first started, I was using the helmet, and I was doing more sort of simple sounds, things like that. And the idea was to sort of a break away from what I was doing with the guitar before. This is my master's project from my old university. And later on, afterwards, I wanted to start bringing the guitar in, and it just took me maybe a year or two before I could get the software to work with the... I'm writing it all my own software to do it, so it takes a little while. But now I can kind of start doing some more stuff with the guitar. So I'm kind of in between where I have the guitar and I have the older, simpler things. So you have this hybrid show where I'm wearing the monitor and I'm doing these kind of more performance things. And then halfway through, I switch over, which just kind of goes with the whole theme of, like, being a cyborg and wearing these things. It's like man-machine. So you have the machine at the beginning, and then you move more into the person.
Okay.
So...
And how do you describe your relation with between your music and the visuals?
The idea with that is that I want things to be as apparent as possible. Because if you're thinking, like, I play some things with a gamepad, and, like, one of the problems I see, at least for me, with playing with a laptop is that, so one, you have the sort of the barrier of the screen, people can't see exactly what's going on, and then you have maybe small movements. You move your finger on a mouse, you move sliders and buttons and things. I mean, it's very small movements make big changes, but you can't really tell as an audience member. So if I'm playing with a gamepad, I'm moving my thumbs and pressing buttons, and maybe you can't see what I'm doing. And I wanted to make that more apparent, so the visuals are more about showing control and how I'm changing things live, as you see.
Mm-hmm.
So as the sound is changing, you see me doing something, but then you also see these sort of bars and sliders and things moving.
Yeah.
So I guess the idea is to sort of show what I'm doing in a way that people know, oh, he's actually playing something live.
Yeah.
So.
Because is there actually kind of a message behind that, that now in electronic music there are only people with their laptops and playing with their laptops, it's not really live? You wanted to make it more live?
Yeah, I come from the sort of rock and roll background. I wasn't interested at all in experimental or computer music until I went to my master's in Sweden, and then I was hanging out with a lot of these very crazy Swedish guys doing dark, you know, soft, hard, interesting. I mean, electronic music from Sweden, so.
Okay.
I was influenced by that, but I mean, I'm not really good person. I don't feel that I'm that good at making experimental stuff. I'm just better at making more pop-oriented things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to continue to do that, just playing live the way I want to do it. So I mean, that's why I had to build all this stuff, because, as I said before, I don't want to stand next to something.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, if you're on stage with another thing, like people kind of look at the machine and think, okay, it's doing all of the work and the person's maybe controlling it.
Yeah.
But I wanted people to look at me and see that I'm doing all the work because I'm performing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, when I was playing just guitar in a band, I was running around and singing and doing all these things, and I didn't want to have to not do that anymore just because I'm trying to use a computer now.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess you could call it sort of an experiment of, you know, bringing rock performance in with the sort of using a computer. So,
okay. Yeah. Speaking about Sweden, I've seen a hilarious video about you in the streets of Sweden.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
With this music of Corona.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you asked her for a new video for her, for a cover video?
It
could be a great one.
Well, I've been waiting for that. Well, I never put that on YouTube because I knew it would get it would get knocked down pretty quickly.
Okay.
But, that was a fun project. It was for school. It was, the idea was like public performance or something, like going out in public and doing things. So made this sort of golden, I guess I just like this idea of these monitors and transforming yourself into something, making masks and things.
Okay.
And the idea was to have, they have this golden computer comes out and he's ready to dance, and and so I just was going around and dancing with people, and I had the thing with the music is I'm having a I have a boombox and an iPod with a little transmitter, so I'm going around playing a special mix like as loud as I can and getting people interested, and we just went around town and filmed it and put it together.
Okay.
So that was very fun. That was in Gothenburg.
It was quite fun.
Yeah.
And as a video, I've seen also your video in this festival, Ars Electronica.
Yeah.
In Vienna, not in Vienna, in Linz, right?
Yeah.
Okay, who came out with this idea with this huge building where...
Yeah, that's, well, I guess to preface that, that's where I work.
Mm-hmm.
So I work for the Ars Electronica Future Lab. It's like part of the sort of center. We got the new building a year ago, a year and a half ago.
Okay.
So part of the new building is near, it has this big media facade. It has 1,085 RGB LEDs that you can control 25 frames a second, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So you can write software with it to control it. So I kind of wanted to try taking the sort of simple show that I have now with just the monitor and blowing it up.
Okay.
So, like, they have this, they have these big stairs and then, like, this big sort of monolithic building in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted it to be... You see me playing with the monitor and showing the visuals, and then behind me is this huge version of the visuals at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you sit in the middle in front, you see two versions, and you see me moving and sort of that thing moving, and then you see the whole building moving.
Mm-hmm.
And from far away, you could see it. So maybe we'll be doing something again this year, depending on if I can schedule it or not.
Okay.
But it would be much more interactive.
Mm-hmm.
So... should be fun. More like a sort of space opera, but with audience interaction and with the whole architecture of the building, which I find really interesting.
Yeah. So Robert Cowboy has a lot of years, like, more to play. It's not
Yeah,
the
it's
end
not
the
just
project.
Like a one show. Yeah, it's like, I guess it's not so much one, you know, one set of songs or CD or whatever. It's more like, I guess I call it a music project or a performance project because, I mean, if you have a computer, you can write some software or get some software, do this and that, and you can make it do lots of different things. So one thing is sort of controlling the facade. Another thing is maybe I can do a sort of interactive show with this and that. And it's just more about, I guess, me expressing myself with computers in this way.
Mm-hmm.
So just wrapping it all up together.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you still don't have an album out, right?
No, because...
Just this live one?
Yeah, I mean, okay. I make them on my own, and I mean, I have a couple to sell here now.
Okay.
But I just... Well, I don't know who to get in hold of to help me do these kind of things. That's my problem now, I guess. And also, I'm kind of still in this transition period of I don't know exactly what I want to do, you know? Maybe it's hard to ask someone to help me.
So you're still developing, actually.
Yeah, I'm always developing. I guess the problem is I never really stop. So, yeah. But I want to do this, look for maybe a label or distributor to, who would be interested in distributing some things. And, yeah, we're going from there.
Yeah.
I just am a bit lost in maybe the business part of things.
Not the more stressing part.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just like to make music and write software and scheduling things and talking to people about business stuff kind of gets hard.
Okay. And last question, Mapping Festival. Did you know it before or?
No, not really. There was an email out on a mailing list that had the call for it, and I thought, maybe I'll apply. But then my girlfriend said, no, it's due in 2 days. You should apply now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to apply. We should all apply. So I did.
Yeah.
So, and it was good. I haven't been to Geneva before.
First time.
I played in Zurich. Actually, it's kind of interesting. The first time I played with the project for real was in Zurich in 2007.
Okay.
So the digital arts.
Switzerland is the experience, actually.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I had a good time during then, and I hope to have a good time now. So.
I guess you will.